Hey everyone, this is your audio update for the 8th of March, 2022. Sorry I've been sporadic with compiling the text updates for the last few months. Miro and I have had more scheduling conflicts recently, so it's been harder to get his insight to flesh out these posts into meaningful updates. At the same time though, we're seeing the Blender team deliver content at a more consistent rate, which means we can do more showing and less telling. Given that, we're going to start reserving these text-only updates for the weeks where we have no visual content to post. We'll still update you on what's happening behind the scenes, but we're going to pack that info into the content posts when the content is available. You'll have gotten a taste of that last week with our Friday update. Anyway, here's James's write-up of what's going on with the production teams at present. He writes, "In terms of animations, as mentioned in the Blender animation preview we posted last week, we've got quite a lot lined up. We're finishing up audio and video edits for the AA31 and AA33 animations featuring Clarice and Serene. We've also just received the blend file back from the artist working on AA30, so it's now just a matter of cleaning that up and getting lighting and atmosphere sorted out. In the meantime, we're taking a closer look at Lanessa's Bloodlust outfit this week, with the rigger who's been helping transfer our characters across. Once that's done, we'll look into transferring Sophia. We've already played around with her model, but we need to get everything set up cleanly, texture-wise, and then test out her rig." And that concludes James's update. In addition to that, we're also in the process of trying to arrange direct access to the render farm we use for Maya, so we can submit and retrieve files ourselves. Recently, we've used a middleman, which means if something finishes rendering over the weekend, we can't review or queue up a new render until Monday. We've really enjoyed being able to quickly render things in Blender. That instant feedback that you get from being able to render locally in a few seconds really speeds up the production process. So adding some of that efficiency to our Maya process is just one way that will help move things along faster. Anyway, that's all I have for you for now. Thank you, and enjoy the rest of your week.